For a country this size, it was truly a massive evacuation. I was on one of the beaches yesterday where there was a large World War II style barge, would have been loading about 200 or 300 people on board ready for the journey. And then next to it were a series of small boats that would carry, say, 20 or 30 people just shuttling in and out from the beach. It had this strange recollection of Dunkirk with all those different small boats moving around.
And the people themselves, I mean, we've been told more than once now that they are acting in a very calm and an orderly manner, even though they're leaving their home island for who knows how long.
There's a real mix of emotions when you talk to people. Moving around, there's a real calmness. There's community support as well, as they're kind of helping each other move away from villages and down to these beaches. But when you talk to people as well, there's uncertainty and fear and sadness, because they're leaving their homes, are going to a strange place. They're not quite sure what is going to be there for them. So, yes, a real mix of emotions among the people on those beaches.
And presumably for somebody like yourself working for the Red Cross, that there's not a great deal of comfort you can offer people, because you, like me and everybody else, we just don't know when and if this volcano is going to blow.
That's very true. No one really knows how long they'll have to stay away, which means we have to plan for both the short term and look for accommodation, food, water, and set that up quickly for the next 2 weeks. But then we also have to look long term as well, because the volcano may subside and they may be able to go home soon, or it may just continue in the same way and they'll be there for an indefinite period. Alternatively, the worst could happen and it could erupt and they're going to lose their homes.
Now, we're told that quite a number of people have basically left the island under their own steam and have headed off to stay with relatives in other parts of Vanuatu. But beyond that, there does seem to be an enormous community effort. As you say, it's not unlike Dunkirk, really, in the sense that the emergency management authorities are obviously involved, but volunteers have come along to help people get off the island.
The volunteers are really impressive. I was working with the Red Cross volunteers yesterday, and they're both working to help people get off the island, but then they're also thinking about their families. I was talking to one whose family was still there, and he was going to be one of the last to leave with his family. He would go with them to one of the islands, and then he'd continue volunteering in that new community, that new place that they were staying. The volunteers everywhere I go are some of the most impressive people I come across.
And whilst you were on the island, I mean, did you get any sense of, if I can put it this way, impending doom? Were there any obvious signs that something was going on with the volcano, or were you just too far away at this point?
It's strange. As you fly in, you can see the volcano, but as soon as you land, it becomes very much in the background. You can't hear or see it or above the trees. There is, though, ash in the air. You can smell the ash starting to float around, and that's been polluting water over recent days.
And I suppose that is a key point, isn't it, that even if it turns out that there is no eruption or a minor eruption, there will be questions of contamination to the water supply, for starters, that would be an issue that would have to be resolved before residents could go back.
That'll be an ongoing issue. So during the evacuation, Red Cross has been providing people with fresh water, but also if and when they go back, that issue is still going to be there. So we're going to have to come up with long-term ways to ensure they have safe drinking water as they re-establish themselves in their communities.
And for now, what is your understanding of the conditions that the bulk of the people who are being taken off Ambai will be living in over the next few days and weeks? Because, of course, this has had to be done in something of a hurry.
This has had to be done very quickly. So I was on some of the other islands yesterday afternoon visiting these sites, and it's a mix of schools, campgrounds, churches, sports fields, and they're just starting to set up now. What's really important, and we have to focus on this, is providing these people with accommodation, with food, with water, with sanitation facilities over the coming days and weeks. We really have to work together to ensure that's set up as quickly as possible.
It's interesting that the Prime Minister, Charles Salwai, was reported in the media a day or so ago in Vanuatu, basically saying he didn't think that his country was prepared to deal with disasters of this nature. But up to now, everybody seems to be handling it with great efficiency.
Up to now, it's been very impressive. And the scale of the disaster for a small country like this is quite massive, which is why it's important for organisations like Red Cross to chip in and help out. But it's important that we look ahead as well and keep that momentum going.